time to get up and tune in to a radio show called In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and I will be with you until 7 a.m. this morning. It's very exciting to be here for a number of reasons. Not least of which is the fact that on my way in to the studio this morning, my 7-minute commute down Boston Ave, there was a glimmer of light in the eastern sky. Now I know some of you have a hard time getting through the winter. I like to think I enjoy every season. But it's exciting to me to enter that small part of the year, relatively speaking, where I get to do radio in some daylight. Now, another exciting development this week is that several of you have told me in the past week that you tuned in for the first time, or that you told me for the first time. And it always excites me when I know you're listening. That said, we have a conversation to have, apparently, because I've offended a few listeners' sensibilities, and that's okay, because you can't please everyone. Or so I thought. Now, some of the listeners don't always love every choice of every song, and I would suggest embracing the freeform aesthetic. If you don't like one song, the next one will be different. Wait it out. If you don't like one set, the next one will be different. Wait it out. But I know, as I was told, 6 is an early time in the morning to endure things like that, so I've found a solution. I've found a song that you like. And I know this because it's been proven scientifically. In 1997, a couple of gentlemen named Komar and Melamed, who were artists who had become famous for doing surveys of the public to find out what the public wanted in paintings. So, for example, in the United States, they would create a painting that was the most wanted in the United States, which had George Washington standing near a body of water and some mountains, with children and animals nearby and a flag, because these are the things that America wants. And eventually they teamed up with musician Dave Soldier to poll you, the public, on what you want in a song. And they created for you the most wanted song that 70% of you, give or take 12%, will love the most. So I give it to you. It's the best I can do. It really is, because science. So here you go. Enjoy your favorite song.
The most wanted music.
I traveling man. Logan Lane with a face like a baby. And she worked the night shift in the bright lights down on Washington. As she filled the ketchup jars, she looked to him like a rising star. Shot him down on his dark star, shining for the lucky one. Cause he's been going so wrong, and he's thinking maybe, baby, you're the one to make me right. Yeah, yeah. Baby, can't you see?
I'm sorry, but you asked for it. Collectively, you, the public, did indeed ask for it. You know, it's funny. Some of the elements that were wanted the most included instruments such as guitar, bass, piano, and drums, and lyrics about love, intellectual content, uh, trying to find some of the other elements. Oh, here we go. 500 people surveyed said they wanted most love, soprano sax, humble ambition, tenor sax, a marriage proposal, cheesy electronic drum fills, working the night shift, string swells, power chords, and saccharine male/female harmonies into an easy listening style adult contemporary sound, which in Wired magazine's words could peel the paint off the space shuttle. In any case, I'm sorry to do that to you, and we'll now return you to music that you might not want, which is what I specialize in here.
The All-American Half Pound. Two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomatoes. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
skull scratched in stone, lit by everything you know, the heel sunk low. My silence is an open letter. You found a new home. Destination grounded at your throne. The blood runs cold, and I'm fascinated by your better judgment. Sweet
recollect. A better time in my life. She has all my respect. She has all my respect. And I cannot protect my heart from her command. If she's stringing me along the belt, her ring is strong, so I can't detect it. She's coming up behind me in the morning, loving when I least suspect it. Every single thing about says I can't be wrong. And every time she gets the satisfaction, I want her to control me all night
back, appreciated listener, and thank you once again for sticking with me through any contempt I may have shown you via my choice of music that I play on the air. You have my sincere apologies if you were offended in any way. We just heard from the New York Dolls with their cover of the Courageous Cat theme, which was on a 1994 compilation. It may or may not be from 1974. It's a little fuzzy, but that's, of course, a cover of the theme, one of my favorite cartoon themes as a kid, from Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse. Any of you under 40 have no idea what I'm talking about. Before that, we had Jack White's very new, actually so new it, I believe, may not actually be officially released. You never know. Our ear is so close to the ground here. We're hearing the future here at WMFO. That was Respect Commander from his forthcoming album, Boarding House Reach, which is coming out either later this month or sometime next. Before Jack, we heard Sundown Club with Sweet Rose, which is a single which just came out from the Chicago band. They will be playing on Tuesday the 13th with Starcrawler at Great Scott. I really like that song. I don't know much more about them, but it might be worth your time. And we opened up the set with the Ramones, of course, with Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio from 1980's End of the Century. I remember rock and roll radio. I'm listening to it right now, along with you. It's so lifelike that I feel like I'm a part of it. Behind me, of course, is the piece called Butt Kiss from the Rocky soundtrack. Bill Conti's ode to Sylvester Stallone's dog. Actually, Sylvester Stallone's dog, which he sold to pay his rent. And then when he got his advance for the screenplay of Rocky, he went and bought his dog back for several thousand dollars, as opposed to the $25 that he had sold it for. We don't condone animal trading here on In You All Along. We just condone listening to more good music. Stay tuned. welcome back, dear listener. I can't tell you how happy I am that you're here. I say as I look at the sunlight outside. You thought I was talking about you. We just heard from the Apple Yards, a local band with their song Put Your Headlights On from 2017's Hard Times for Dreamers. Apple Yards are playing around quite a bit. They just played at the Uncharted Gallery up in Lowell, which is a terrific place, and you guys should really go check it out. It's a little hidden gem, hidden only because it's in Lowell, but it's a art gallery space that has fantastic food. The pizza there is a knockout. They sell beer, and they have live music, and it's a great community space. The Apple Yards are actually playing tomorrow night at PA's with Shanna, Dogs on Shady Lane, and Super Pink. Before that, we heard from Carter Burwell's Raising Arizona soundtrack, Way Out There, from 1987. Great music throughout that movie. My first introduction to the Coen brothers. That was sort of a big breakout hit for them. And we opened the set with Gilberto Gil with Back in Bahia from 1972's Expresso 2222. That was his ode to returning to Brazil after 3 years away in London. I tell you, if you want to have some fun, go dig into some Gilberto Gil records. I can't say enough about the Tropicália scene in general, but his stuff in particular is so much fun. I can't wait to dig into yet more of it. In the meantime, it's creeping up on a quarter to seven here. A quarter to Music Savage Show. So with that, I'm going to keep things moving right along and get you back to the music.
driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
That is going to about do it for the show today. We just heard a rousing, exciting song, one of my favorites from the Waterboys, Medicine Bow from 1985's This Is the Sea. Before that, we heard from Mario Passy, Good Advice, Learn How to Fall. That is from last year's Show Me a Reason. Mario is playing, Mario Passy and the System Drive are playing at the Midway tomorrow night with the Woolly Mammoths, Planes, and the Damned Nobody. And we opened up the set with Girlpool and last year's Static Somewhere from the album Power Plant. Girlpool is playing tonight at the Paradise with Land of Talk and the Fourth Wanderers. Lots of good music. Just now, I was talking to Ryan D of the Music Savage Show about how much good music there is. You can't see it all, but go see some of it. Go support this amazing local music scene that you're lucky to have here in Boston. Not everybody has one. That's going to do it for me. Thanks for tuning in You All Along here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned for Ryan D and the Music Savage Show coming up with 2 hours of great music ahead.